Each fall, a monumental mural goes up on a building near South Station along the Rose Kennedy Greenway in Boston. This year, the wall is being painted by a 35-year-old Iranian artist known for more than 100 public artworks in his home city of Tehran. It's the first work in the U.S. for the artist Mehdi Gadianlu. WBUR's Andrea Shea has this artery report.
The towering 70-by-70-foot wall dominates the skyline as you walk through Dewey Square Park. Over the past 4 years, it's been transformed into a giant canvas by four different artists. Greenway Public Art curator Lucas Cowan says he'd been following Mehdi Gadianlu for years, and when it came time to choose a fifth artist, he decided to email the painter in Tehran.
When I first contacted Mehdi, I said to him, you know, I'm a curator here in Boston, and I have this very large wall. And I said, you may not know about it.
But it turns out the Iranian artist did know about it. He'd been dreaming about the wall from his city across the world.
I was doing my paintings in my studio that I received this email. And I looked at this picture and said, this is the wall that I wanted to paint.
I was a little taken back because I was like, oh my God, the program's reaching the corners of the globe.
Gadianlu says he'd seen pictures of the Greenway Wall online back in 2012. That's when the Brazilian street artist known as Os Gemios painted it.
I really liked the shape of this wall, and I really liked to create something between these skyscrapers.
Now, Gadianlu is realizing his wish. The 35-year-old artist and two assistants ride high in the air on hydraulic boom lifts to paint one of Boston's biggest, most accessible public art spaces. They use swaths of tape to block out areas and create stark lines in an emerging work with blacks, grays, and blues in its background. More than 100 of Gadianlu's surreal murals can be found on buildings around Tehran. They were commissioned by the government.
I had this idea 11 years ago when I started to paint my murals in Tehran to give a moment of maybe happiness to people. And my aim was when people see my mural, think about something else rather than their problems.
So he painted vibrant blue skies as an antidote to Tehran's hazy, polluted ones. His playful murals trick the eye. You see floating taxicabs in one, a floating person in another. Sometimes it's hard to tell where his fantastical worlds end and the real world begins.
I think all of us, people in Iran, people in America, people everywhere, usually receive lots of bad news. We all need hope.
Spaces of Hope is the title of Gadianlu's new mural in Boston. The artist doesn't want to reveal too much about his design because he's still painting it. His gallery representative Richard Howard Griffin says the artist's works are always beguiling.
They're hard to describe. You can see them having an effect on the viewer. You know, when people see them, they're kind of transported to another reality almost.
It's remarkable to watch the process.
Tim Cole of Cape Cod has walked by the mural 2 days in a row with his son Dylan.
Because it's still kind of a mystery, so...
Oh, that's kind of... I see what it is now.
Do you?
I think it's a balloon going through a hole in the ceiling of a tunnel.
Yeah, you're right. Cool.
The just-uncovered big red balloon looks like it's popping out of the wall. It's clearly eliciting the type of surprised reaction Gadianlu hopes for. This is actually the first mural he's painted in a few years. Instead, his art dealer says Gadianlu has been making smaller works on canvas.
With his public work, the audience is the world. With his works on canvas, they're not in the public realm. People have to choose to go and see them in either a gallery or a museum. And he can express a kind of darker side of his sort of psyche.
I grew up during the years of war between Iran and Iraq. I think this one had lots of impacts on my subconscious, and I can see the result in my canvases.
In a few of his paintings, kids play in the shadow of a huge, floating, three-dimensional cube. Gadianlu was a farmer before he went to art school. Western novels and movies also influenced his art. Before designing this new mural, the painter visited Boston to get a feel for the space and the people. He says many of them talked to him about the Marathon bombing. While his new mural is hopeful, Gaudianlou says part of it touches on that dark period in this city.
The row of people in this painting will remind you maybe people that were watching, people that were being bombed everywhere in the world. I think it's in deep connection.
After Boston, Gaudianlou is scheduled to paint another mural in the U.S. at the University of Michigan. Richard Howard Griffin says the one in Boston is something of a calling card for Gaudianlou's generation of contemporary Iranian artists.
I think Mehdi has an important role to play to show something really positive coming out of Iran. I think there's something really good about that.
This week, Gaudianlou and his assistant Henry Kunkel are feeling positive about how the Boston mural is turning out, especially that big red balloon.
Me and Henry, we are both happy.
Yeah. No, this is fantastic.
Yeah, it's good. I really like the touch of the light. Yeah, it gives life to the balloon.
Yeah, it gives it shape.
And many more elements I will add to this mural.
Mehdi Gaudianlou and his team will be painstakingly adding the remaining mural elements over the next couple of weeks. For 90.9 WBUR and The Artery, I'm Andrea Shea.